Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
8:21, I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. Well, a lot going on in terms of South Africa allocating more money, another 37 million rand to the ICJ case. But very, very interesting is that a Johannesburg businesswoman speaks out against genocide in Geneva. A young Johannesburg Jewish businesswoman, Dani Mofsovitz, represented World Jewry at the United Nations Human Rights Council. That was at their 58th session last week in Geneva in Switzerland. Mofsovitz, who's a member of the Jewish Diplomatic Corps of the Jewish World Jewish Congress, warned that technology offers both challenges and opportunities. Well, she joins us this morning. Dani Mofsovitz, a very, very good morning, and well done on this achievement. How did you land up there?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Howard.
Tell us about the journey to get there. I mean, obviously not the flight. That, I'm sure, was fine. But tell us how you landed up getting there.
Yes. So years and years ago, I was at a film school actually in New York, and a friend of mine over there started, she became very involved in the Jewish world, and she is based in Paris, and she introduced me to the World Jewish Congress back in 2018. And it's something that really speaks to me, protecting Jews around the world and advocating for Jewry. So that's how I got involved all the way back in 2018.
Right. And the speech that you made, how much freedom did you have in terms of what you were able to say? And I don't mean freedom in terms of freedom of speech, but how much guidance and what was expected of you?
So, Howard, I made three speeches at the Human Rights Council. One was talking about the early warning signs of genocide. So things like hate speech, and that gets disseminated, all over the internet these days. So there are ways of identifying early signs of war, of genocide. So it was on that topic. The second topic was on freedom of religion and belief. And the third topic was about people who have albinism enjoying freedom, their freedoms as well. So there were three topics. The prevention, the early warning signs of genocide was obviously quite a difficult one to be in the room, when you've got Iran and Iraq.
So I'm fascinated by that, because I just wonder, what was their response? Did they listen? Did they engage? How does it work?
Yeah, so it is a very, very formal setting where the speakers, you have member states speaking, and they're allowed a minute and 30 seconds. And then NGOs, of which the World Jewish Congress is one, then they also have a minute and 30 seconds. And there's no debate. There is just a statement given in this dialogue. So there's no debate, but it's very difficult being in a room where there is, all these countries that human rights are just not their thing, and they are up there condemning Israel. I think it's also the World Jewish Congress doesn't speak for Israel. It speaks for World Jewry. But of course, there is an overlap.
So you can't pretend otherwise.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I think it's also important to note Israel and the US have pulled out of the UN Human Rights Council. So there are very few voices around that table advocating for Jews and Jewish rights.
Were there any friendly voices?
There were. And the World Jewish Congress has really done a very good job of fostering really good relationships in Geneva and I suppose worldwide. And that's always the stance, not to create enemies, but really to create bridges. So of course there are very many friends. And just like here in South Africa, we have very many friends.
What I'm interested in as well is you spoke on varied topics, and it's almost like a one that was quite hectic, one that is medium, and one that had nothing to do with Israel and Jews. Could you see any tangible difference to responses with all of those three addresses?
Yes, I see. Yes. So the one is very inflammatory. My speech was not very inflammatory. It's not a UN watch, which is really taking things on very aggressively.
Yes, of course. Your stance is a bit different.
Yeah, but you know, genocide, acknowledging that the Jewish people have been through a horrific genocide, and not to forget it. You know, we're sitting in the rooms at the UN. The UN was founded on the premise of never again, of the Holocaust. So it was it's a reminder. It wasn't very inflammatory, and there were some really inflammatory statements made by member states towards Israel in that session. But as I said, it's not a debate where people are shouting at each other across the room. There is a lot of diplomacy in fact, yeah. But Howard, what I did find really, really interesting, so they have these side sessions, which are less formal events, where NGOs put them together, and they have various different speakers. And they had survivors of the Iranian regime, people who have been abused in the most horrific ways, put in solitary confinement. There was a woman, a trans woman, who had been set up. The Iranian regime, you know, agents had met her under the pretense that she was going on a date. They'd set her up, and they had beaten her so badly and put her in solitary confinement for 31 days. And she is in the building in the UN where the Iranian regime is sitting in another room, and they are talking about human rights. And it is just, it's a very ironic place to be.
Is there any introspection, do you think? Or is it just almost a pretend place? You know, everybody acts out their roles.
I would hope that it's not. I mean, we've seen the farce that that the UN is up in. They have special rapporteurs who I do believe have good intentions. You know, they have projects or portfolios that they have to take care of. And I do believe that the intentions are sometimes good. I think that there is a lot of talking and a lot of rhetoric. And unfortunately, countries trying to push their own agendas.
That is all we have time for, but well done to you. Is this something that you, before I let you go, are you hooked on this, or is this something that you now want to do much more of?
I think it is something that falls, and it feeds off each event, but it was very, very meaningful for me to be there, absolutely.
Well done to you. What an amazing, amazing achievement. Dani Mofsovitz, she's a member of the World Jewish Congress, Jewish Diplomatic Corps, and she was talking about a trip to Geneva, Switzerland, where she spoke to the Human Rights Council on three different occasions. It is 8:30.